We're in the home stretch of Perek Aleph. What we pointed out was that since we have taken as a given that we were created for the Olam of what we'll call Olam Haba, we were created for to link in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this world is simply a means of getting to that world. That should straighten us in terms of our Hashkafas Olam. What should we be involved in this world? And the answer is, namely, that if we divided our chiyuvim into five categories, and that we have mitzvah chovas halavavos, and we have chovas ha'ivarim, that this is the be-all and the end-all of our being here. Everything else is could only be maximum a means to an end. Probably also could also be an obstacle, but it can't be more than a means to an end. But that which you concentrate on is the world of mitzvos and the world of avoda. Those are the direct means of getting into the concept of shlemos, and there's no other way. There are no shortcuts. That's ma Hashem al kecha she'ome imach. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be involved in this world. And since that's the case, so the call, you know, is that one should understand that that these mitzvos are like pearls, are like diamonds, like gold. Every ounce is important. Yadua ein tachlis magia ela mikoach kibbutz kol haemtzoim asher nimtzu v'asher shimtzu lahagio ukefi koach haemtzoim v'shimusham kein tiyeh tachlis hanolad mehem. That if we do them 60%, 60%, 80%, 80%, 99%, 99%, 99.5%, kol hefresh katan chi imatzei ba'emtzoim tibochein toldoso bebirur vaday b'hagia zman ha'tachlis hanolad mekibbutz kulam. So of course if we're dealing with a finite number of mitzvahs, for those who are in Chutz Laretz, the Chafetz Chaim has a Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, where he gets Taryag Mitzvahs down to less than half of Taryag, because all the others are totally in Mitzvahs of Tuyos Ba'aretz or in the Mikdash. And as such, so Sachar, I think, comes down to 77 Mitzvahs Taseh, and about 130 Mashu Kazeh Mitzvahs Lo Saseh, and Zehu. So in the moment we're dealing with such a finite number, and it's going to bring you into a world which is infinite, so you realize that every mitzvah is going to be magnified in terms of its hashpa. Kol hefresh katan sheimatzei b'emtzoyim tibachein toldosu v'biru vada v'giyas man hatachlis hanolad mekibbutz kulam kamashu kasatzi v'zebora. U'meyata vada sheadiktuk sheidukduk al inyan hamitzvos v'avoda muchrach sheyeh b'tachlis hadiktuk. You can't have like kosher style. You can't be something which is approximate. I'm generally Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos in general. Person has to understand the diktuk hamitzos, and diktuk hamitzos is both in Shmira Shabbos and in the world of Ahava and Yira. These are also mitzos, and they also require a diktuk, as we'll learn during the Sefer. Kashi yedaktuku shoklei hazoha v'apininim l'rov yikram. That when you weigh them, you don't weigh them on a bathroom scale. You weigh them in a scale where you're very careful that there should be no external elements, no wind, no nothing. He told Osam, no, let it be shleimut ha'amiti, because this is what life is all about. This is the only thing that really matters. Hayikar ha'nitzchi en yakar l'mala mimenu nimtzeinu l'meidim. Okay, to summarize, ikar mitziyus ha'adam olam hazeh hu rak l'kayim mitzos olavod v'lamod b'nisayon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in a world of Bechira where everything we have two choices. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically makes it that both sides are very, very, are pulling pulling themselves towards us. That's otherwise there would be no choice. Otherwise choice would be meaningless. And it wouldn't be in Nisayon. V'hano sa'olam ein ro'i shiulo ela. It's not that a person should cut himself out from Hana to Olam, but rather he should use them as a means to an end. Le'ezer v'siyua bilvad. That the Hanos Olam will give a person yishuv hadas. Hanos Olam will give a person nachas ruach. Hanos Olam will enable an individual to do mitzvahs with meaningful kavana, because he's able to view it from a perspective of equanimity. So he should, in other words, the whole concept of Sakhar of Olam Hazeh is simply to serve as a platform to make it easier for a person to do mitzvos. Amnam roi lo shetiyeh kol peniyo so, when he's getting this hanoi, if possible, that it should be b'shleimus ha'avodah, rak l'bori yisbarach. Vaday, you know, the hanoi, certainly, it's not that the food on Shabbos isn't tasty, but he should view it, this is a mitzvah onik Shabbos. It's not that the food at a bris isn't tasty, but he should view it, that this is being mekayim, the mitzvah of sudas bris, v'shelo yelo shum tachlis acher b'chol ma'aseh asher yaseh im katan el ogado. He should always ask himself one question: is this bringing me closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, our Father? If it's bringing me closer, that's my kavana. L'hiskarei v'lav yisbarach, l'shbor kol ha'machitzot ha'mafsikot b'ino l'bein kono. What are those machitzot? That's the world of Chomrius that we're in, the obstacle course. Hinei kol inyanei Chomrius betoli bohem. That turns us into B'nei Bechira. Ad sheimashech acharav yisbarach. When a person is able to override the machitzos, if he wants to, you can use it to fly over the machitzos rather than crash through them. A person is able to fly over the machitzos. So you should fly to Kadosh Baruch Hu kebarzel achar even shalavos, like a piece of metal to a magnet, because that's the nature of our essence. Our essence is a nefesh, a neshama elokit, which wants to return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which wants to be part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The kol ma sheyuchal lachshav shu emtzoy lekur vazo yirdof acharav v'yochas bo v'lo yarpeyu. If there's a certain rebbe that you feel will bring you closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so run after him. Certain chaver, so asay l'charav, kenei l'chachaver. Don't let it go. A certain woman that you feel this is the woman that you want to marry, because she'll help you build your house in the proper manner. So run after her. V'chol ma sheyuchal lachshav shehi meniya lazo, then yivrach mimenu. In other words, that there's nothing over here which is neutral. You're either on an up escalator or you're a down escalator. There's no neutral escalator. There's no place where a person simply treads water. Either it's a emtsoi for kirva, or it's an emtsoi for menia. Yivrach mimenu keborach min ha'esh. Kinyan shenomar, dovka nafshi acharecha ki tamcha bi yiminecha. Kevan shebiyos olam eino elu letachlis hazo, that part of dveikus is to run in the right direction, but also to run away from the wrong direction. Okay, let's just summarize. And that's what we'll call Torah. In other words, one should run to the world of Torah, and that's Perek Aleph. Then we can move from Torah, which is the foundation of our ladder, up the ladder. Yeshon alachkor al pratov lefi madrigosehem itchilas hadavar atzofo. Moshe Sidram, Rapinchas Ben Yor, Ben Mamar, Shaloshe Benu, Bekdama, Zahirus, Zrizus, Nikius, Precious, Tahara, Hasidus, Anova, Yerashetu, Kedusha. Namely, that anyone can read the Gemara and know there's a ladder. But if you don't know what each rung is, you can spend your entire life walking around the ladder and never beginning to climb. So we'll take it step by step. Atanavarim, Achad, Achadi, Seyat, Shmaya. So, Mir Tashem, Yom Rishon, we'll begin with Perek Beis.